First, I'm going to share with you what I said on Shabbos morning. Parshas, the first Rashi in Parshas Vayechi, Rashi comments on the fact that in the Sefer Torah there is no separation between Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayechi. Ordinarily, between every Parsha, there is at least a blank space of 9 letters before the next Parsha begins. The only exception to this rule is Parshas Vayechi, where there is no separation between Parshas Vayigash and Vayechi. So Rashi asks the question, Loma Parsha Zustuma, why is this Parsha clogged? And Rashi answers, V'fishakivan shenifta Yaakov Avinu, because since this Parsha talks about the passing of Yaakov Avinu, and when that happened, when Yaakov Avinu passed away, Nistim ve'enayim v'libam shal Yisrael metzoras hashibud, the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael became clogged as a result of the slavery, shi'eschilu l'shabdom, that the Egyptians began to enslave them. That is Rashi's first pshat. That is number one reason why there is no separation between Parshas Vayigash and Vayechi. That's why the Parsha is clogged, because the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael were clogged when Yaakov Avinu passed away and the servitude began. Dovar Acher, says Rashi, a second pshat, Shebikish the Galus is Akeit the Bono v'nistam imenoi. Because later on in the Parsha, Yaakov Avinu tries to reveal the end of time. He wants to reveal when Mashiach will come to his children. V'nistam imenu, and it says that the Shechina departed from him. So since it was nistam from him, it was the Shechina departed from him. As a result, because of that, there is no space between Vayigash and Vayechi. So what we need to automatically derive from what Rashi tells us is that the empty space that there usually is between two parshias usually represents either the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael, or it represents the Shechina. And due to the fact that there is no space between Vayigash and Vayechi, so that tells us that the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael, or the Shechina, was missing. So we need to know what this means. Why does the empty space between the parshias, how does that represent the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael or the Shechina? And why is it that in this case they were missing? In the daf Yomi on Shabbos, I believe it was daf Psachim daf Mem Gimel or Mem Dalet, the beginning of Perek Kol Shah. So there, the Mishnah talks about a certain dip that's chametz, and a person needs to get rid of it on Pesach. And that dip is called Kutach HaBavli. It's a Babylonian dip. It's made out of spoiled milk and moldy bread, and somehow it tastes good. But it's obvious, since it has bread in it, it's considered chametz. But the Gemara goes into talking about this Kutach HaBavli, and the Gemara says that three things are said about Kutach HaBavli. And the first two things struck me, because it seems, as we know, there is no such thing as coincidence. And the first two things mentioned, Shleisha Dvarim Nemnu Nemru be Kutach HaBavli. Three things were said about Kutach HaBavli. Number one is Metamtem as Halev. It clogs the heart. And number two is Mesama es Oenayim. It blinds the eyes. So the fact that this Gemara came up on Shabbos Parshas Vayechi, where the first Rashi talks about Nistemu Oenayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael, that the eyes and the heart of Bnei Yisrael were clogged when Yaakov Avinu passed away. And here we have Kutach HaBavli that clogs the heart and blinds the eyes. There has to be some connection. Chazal tell us, Ish ve'isha zachu shchina shriya b'neim, that if husband and wife merit, then the shchina dwells among them. But Chazal don't tell us in what way they need to merit. How does one merit? How does a couple merit that the Shekhinah dwells among them? All it says is if they merit, the Shekhinah dwells among them. What do they need to do to merit this? There's a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin where the Gemara asks whether a man should first learn Torah and then get married, or should a person first get married and then learn Torah? And the Gemara concludes, halon v'halahu, that it depends whether the person lives in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel. There's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos, which one is which, but Tosfos learns, according to Tosfos, if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael, they should first get married and then learn Torah. If a person lives in Bavel, then they should first learn Torah and then get married. So I want to try to understand the difference. Why is it that in one place one should do one way, while in the other place it should do the other? We all know that there's a minhag Yisrael. It's customary that the Shabbos before a chassan gets married, he has an aliyah to the Torah. It's called the Ufraf. The minhag is that the ladies, the women, throw candies at the chassan after his aliyah. What is the minhag? What is the reason for this minhag? There's a halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, that when one makes the brachas on the Torah, when a person is having an aliyah, he makes the brachas on the Torah, the halacha is that one should not look into the Torah when he makes the brachas. He should either close the Sefer Torah and make the brachas, or he could keep it open, but he has to look away. He has to look to the side. And the reason given is because people shouldn't think that the brachas are written in the Torah. If the person is looking into the Torah while he's making the brachas, it looks as if the brachas are written in the Torah. And we don't want to give that impression. So therefore, one should not look into the Torah when making the brachas. But I believe that there is a deeper reason for this, as I'll explain. At the end of the Torah, the last pasuk in the Torah, is to all the signs and wonders and the entire strong hand that Moshe performed to the eyes of Bnei Yisrael. Those are the last words in the Torah, to the eyes of Bnei Yisrael. Now we all know that the last letter of the last word in the Torah is Yisrael, so the last letter of the Torah is Alamed, and the first letter of the Torah is a Beis, which together make up the word Lev. So you have, at the end of the Torah, you have Einei Kol Yisrael, a reference to the eyes of Bnei Yisrael, and then immediately you have a reference to the heart, with the last letter and the first letter of the Torah. So once again, we have Einei Hem V'Libam, we have the eyes and the heart of Bnei Yisrael at the end of the Torah. And this is what Rashi tells us here, was clogged as a result of Yaakov Avinu's passing. Nistimwe Nehem Velibam Shal Yisrael Mitzoras Hashivut. So what does all of this mean? So first, let's try to understand, what is Shechina? We talk about Shechina all the time. What is Shechina? We usually talk about Shechina as a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But what is Shechina? So Shechina, in simple words, Shechina is the manifestation of Hashem in this world. That's called Shechina. Shechina comes from the word Shoichen, which means to dwell. The existence of Hashem dwelling in this world is called Shechina. Now, since that is what Shechina means, automatically we understand that there is no such thing as Histalkus HaShechina. There is no such thing as the Shechina departing. If the Shechina, Meloich Al Oret Kevoidoi, the entire world is filled with Hashem's glory. Leis Asar Ponim Menei, there is no place void of Hashem's presence. So there is no such thing as the Shechina departing. When we talk about, in this past week's parsha, when Yaakov Avinu wanted to relate when Mashiach was coming to his children, Ministalkim Emanu Shechina, the Shechina departed from him. What that means is that he was no longer able to sense the Shechina. But Chas V'Shalom, there's no such thing as the Shechina departing. The Shechina is all over, all the time. When we talk about Hashra'as HaShechina, that in the Mishkan, let's say, for example, there was the Shechina dwell, that means that was the there was a tremendous sense of Shechina, that a person going to the Mishkan was able to feel and sense the presence of the Shechina. But although a person doesn't feel it and doesn't sense it at all, the Shechina is there. Now, what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us through all of the miracles that he performed, whether it's through Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalas HaTorah, all the miracles in the Midbar, the Man, the Be'er, all the miracles that were performed, all of those were performed for one purpose. And that purpose is that a Yid should be able to so that a Yid should be able to look at every occurrence in the world, and to every occurrence in their own life, to the nuances of life in general, and to the specifics of life, and a person should be able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam's hand in everything. A person should be able to see the Shechina in every aspect of their life, in every aspect of creation, in every occurrence. That was the goal of showing Klal Yisrael that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam through all of the miracles and all the wonders. Asher also Moshe le'enei Kol Yisrael, all the all the signs and wonders was for one reason. Asher also Moshe le'enei Kol Yisrael, so that Klal Yisrael should be able to see the Shechina everywhere. And even when it isn't apparent, and quite the contrary, even when in 2021, when it seems like we live in a godless world, the avodah of a yid is to be able to see godliness in everything. Our avodah is to see, to detect the Shechina in every aspect of our lives, in every aspect of creation. And when Moshe Rabbeinu built us a Mishkan, and the pasuk says, "Also li migdash v'shachanti b'soicham," they should create for me a sanctuary, and I will dwell within them. The Alshach HaKadosh says, it doesn't say I will dwell within it; it says I will dwell within them. And he says that means that Hashem is telling us that he dwells within the hearts, b'soich lev, shekol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael. Hashem dwells within the hearts of each and every Jew. There is Shechina within each and every one of our hearts. And despite the fact that we feel distant, we might feel distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam due to something we might have done, or just that we just feel disconnected, that doesn't mean that the Shechina doesn't dwell within our heart. We might not feel it. But every Yid needs to believe, Be'emunah Shleima, that the Shechina HaKadosha dwells within our heart. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us through building the Mishkan. And that is represented by the last lamed in the first bays of the end of the Torah, the beginning of the Torah. Asher osa Moshe la'enei kol Yisrael lev. Not only is the Shekhinah to be detected all over, within all of creation, within every occurrence, within every happening, but the Shekhinah is to be detected within the heart of each and every Yid. And when a Yid doesn't realize that, when a Yid doesn't see the Shechina in every aspect of their lives, if a person doesn't see the Shechina in every occurrence in the world, when a person is drawn after the godlessness of society, or if a person doesn't believe that the Shechina dwells within their heart, that's called Nistemu Einehem V'Libam Shel Yisrael. That's called that our heart and our eyes become clogged. Because we're not using our eyes and our heart for the purpose they were given to us. And when Yaakov Avinu wants to talk about Achris Hayomim, he wants to talk about the end of days. And the Torah and Chazal tell us, Rotza Yaakov wanted to, he wanted to reveal the Kate. He wanted to reveal what's going to be at the end of the days. And ordinarily we understand that that means that the Shekhinah departed from him and he couldn't tell them what was going to be. I believe that Chazal are telling us what Yaakov told his children. Yaakov did tell them what was going to be at the end of days. Yaakov told his children, let me tell you what's going to be ba'achris hayomim. Let me tell you what's going to be in 2021. What is going to be is nistalke shechina. The shechina is going to depart. Not chas v'shalom, the shechina never departs. But it's going to be nistemu einayim v'libam shel Yisrael. Our eyes and our hearts are going to be clogged because we aren't going to sense the Shechina. We aren't going to see the Shechina in every occurrence. We aren't going to be able to see the Shechina in every happening of our lives. We aren't going to feel that our hearts are filled with Shechina. That is what's going to happen by Achris Hayomim. And Yaakov Avinu was warning us that if we don't make an extra effort to find the Shechina, to see the Shechina in every aspect of creation, if we don't make an extra effort to feel and know that the Shechina is within our hearts, then Chas v'Shalom will be nistalkim emen Shechina. And we will end up living like the rest of society in a godless world. Now, when we see letters in the Torah, we see words in the Torah, that represents revelation. It's a revelation of the Shechina. It's the Ratzon Hashem. It's black and white, telling us the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is speaking to us through the words of the Torah. But what about when there's blank space? There's no words written. That blank space represents a concealment of the Shekhinah. And it is in those blank space moments that is our obligation to use our Einayim V'Lev. That is when it is our obligation to use our eyes and our hearts to know that despite the fact that we don't see the Shekhinah is not revealed. We're supposed to search for the Shekhinah, and we're supposed to find the Shekhinah in the blank space. And when our hearts represent the blank space, we're supposed to know and believe that the Shekhinah dwells within our heart. A blank space represents Einayim v'libom shel Yisrael. It represents the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael. It represents the Shekhinah. And when there is no blank space, says Rashi, that means Nistim Einayim v'libom shel Yisrael. And it means Nistim Shekhinah. It means that we aren't searching. It means that their eyes and their hearts were clogged. It means that the Shekhinah is Nistam Imenoi. So the Avodah V'Yid, the Avodah that we have in our generation, when there's such a Hester upon him, when Hashem's presence is so concealed, when there's so much blank space, is to find, to see the Shekhinah, to strengthen our Amunah, to know that the Shekhinah is within our heart, and to know that the Shekhinah is in every occurrence, within our personal lives, within the world in general. And this is why I believe that we're not supposed to look into the Sefer Torah when we make the bracha, Asher b'chabonim b'kalo amim, v'nosan lanu es toidosoi. We thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for choosing us from among all the nation and giving us the Torah. It's not only when it's black and white. Even when the Torah is closed, we're supposed to be able to see the Shekhinah. We're supposed to be able to see the Torah in the entire world with a closed Sefer Torah too. When we can't see the letters. When we're looking into blank space, a Yid is supposed to see letters as well. A Yid is supposed to see the Shekhinah there. And so the halacha is, when you make the bracha, Asher b'chal b'nei m'kalo amim, don't look into the Torah. Because that's not what Asher b'chal b'nei m'kalo amim is about. It's not only when you see the Ratzon Hashem. It's when the Sefer Torah is closed and you don't see the Ratzon Hashem. When it's blank space. That's when Asher b'chal b'nei m'kalo amim nosalonu es Torah. So the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us the Torah there as well. We're supposed to find the Shekhinah in that world too. And this is why I believe the Chassan has an aliyah. The Shabbos before he gets married. To teach the Chassan that even though until now you had devoted your life, you were sitting in yeshiva and learning, Yom HaValayla, that was your life. You were always looking at the letters, the black and white letters. His galus Hashekhinah. And now you're going into a different world. You're going to have to close the Gemara a lot. Getting married, building a home. So the Chassan goes to the Torah. and he has to make a bracha on the Torah with a closed Torah. And he needs to say Asher Baruch Abonim Mekalo Amim and Asalonim as Torah with a closed Torah. The message is that there's Shechina in there as well. There's Shechina even after you close the Torah too. And your obligation is to find the Shechina when there's blank space. When it's not obvious, you have to find the Shechina there as well. Ish v'isha zachu, and if husband and wife merit, they merit to seek the Shechina even in a godless world, even when the Sefer Torah is closed, then Shechina shruya b'neihem. They'll find the Shechina dwelling among them. But they've got to search for it. They've got to look for it. That's the zachu. Then Shechina shruya b'neihem. And that's why it's when the chassan closes the Torah and makes the bracha, Hashanah Salon Torah Semes, that's when the women throw the candies. If you came to the realization that after you close the Torah, you can make Hashanah Salon Torah Semes, that there's a Torah Semes to be seen and found in the world of a closed Torah as well, that's when you'll be showered with sweet things. That's when Shechina Shruya B'neihem. And perhaps it was only in Eretz Yisrael that people understood this. And that's why they were able to get married before they learned Torah. But in Bavel, if they got married first, they would never get to learning Torah. Because they would have lost touch with Shechina. They had to learn Torah first. Bavel comes from the word bilbul. It's confusion. Or a complicated world. In Bavel, you have to learn Torah first. Because once you go out of that into the other world, into the Yisa Isha world, they don't find Torah. And that's why Kutach HaBavli, it's that Babylonian dip that clogs the heart and blinds the eyes. It's the eyes that are supposed to see the Shechina everywhere. It's the heart that's supposed to know that the Shechina dwells within it. In Bavel, just didn't exist. The Babylonian Kutach blinds the eyes and clogs the heart. The Leib Shtahel, and we should be Zeiche. Yes, in year 2021, in a godless world, in a godless society, to find the Shechina. This is the time that Yaakov Avinu was talking about. Nistalkim emen Shechina. A time of that if you don't search for it, it seems that the Shechina has departed. But we, Klal Yisrael, we believe and we know that the Shechina is all over and we're going to find Him in every aspect of our lives, in every aspect of creation. And we are going to believe, Be'emunah Shleimah, that the Shechina dwells within our heart. No matter how distant we have drifted. No matter how low we have fallen, the Shechina is within the heart of every Yid. And by knowing that and understanding that and believing that, we will embrace our connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in that Tzchus will be Zeicha that the Shechina will once again be among us His galus in a revealed manner. I want to share with you another word.